And now, this.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too.
Well, he did have them, and the rest of the country, too. Singer Bobby Short is regarded by many critics as the best male cabaret singer ever. He died this morning. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
Bobby Short was born far away from the city that became his adopted home and would become forever linked with his name. He had a quiet childhood in Danville, Illinois, with a mother who watched over him protectively while his father commuted from the Kentucky coal mines. Short grew up during the Depression. One of his favorite pastimes was playing the old piano in the family parlor. Little Bobby was musically precocious and not at all shy, so when a group of young men who were friends of his family offered to take him to play in local roadhouses with him, Short says his mother gritted her teeth and let him go. The income he'd bring in would be critical to the family. On the road, he was a hit. A handsome 12-year-old decked out in tails and evening pumps who trilled the lyrics to sophisticated songs well beyond his life experiences. Audiences loved him.
Whatever skills I possess today are the result of having done this for most of my life. And the audience teaches you a great deal, you know. You learn what touches them, what amuses them, what offends them, what they would most like to see from you.
The handsome boy grew into a handsome young man with an attractive, raspy baritone. Short's interpretation of some of the day's most popular music won him an avid following, even among composers and musicians. Cole Porter became a huge fan, and Short says Porter always thanked him for playing his music. In his early 40s, Bobby Short settled into the venue that would forever become associated with him, the Cafe Carlyle on Manhattan's Upper East Side. And although the atmosphere was thoroughly rarefied, Short sometimes reminded his exclusive audiences, through his music, that there were fabulous venues beyond the insular ones they favored.
Drop me off in Harlem, any place in Harlem. There's someone waiting there who makes it seem like heaven. Up in Harlem, I don't.
Seeing Short at the Carlyle became as much of a cherished destination for many pilgrims to New York as a visit to the top of the Empire State Building. The Carlyle was the public living room for many of New York's fashionable socialites. And they not only came to see Short, they also entertained him in their own homes. Gloria Vanderbilt was one of his closest friends, and he escorted socialite Brooke Astor about New York regularly. Bobby Short played for several American presidents before European royalty and a glittery assortment of celebrities. The kid from Danville who lived to perform had planned to retire in 2004, but changed his mind earlier this year and stayed to help the Cafe Carlyle celebrate its 50th anniversary. This autumn, New York won't be quite the same without him.
From benches in Central Park, great autumn in New York, it's great to live it again. It's great to live it again.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Day-to-Day continues in a moment.